past time for us to start our Sunday evening worship service. I would like to welcome each and every one of you, our guests. I'd like to welcome you, let you know you're our honored guest. Hope you'll come back anytime you're in the area. We hope and pray that everything you find that we're saying through here is done in accordance with God's word. There's several on the sick list. It's good to see Charlotte and Andrew back with us this evening. Of course, we remember Tabitha, you know, keep her on her prayers. And hopefully she'll keep improving and be home soon. Kennedy and Kelsey are both homesick. There's Janet, she's home. Cooper, and I don't see Keith here this evening, so I'm assuming they're homesick as well. So we want to remember all these people that are on the sick list. Of course, remember Warren, the test he's having coming up, so remember him, and also Sandy's husband, Bob. We want to remember him as well. See, go over these. That's all I know of on the sick list. Out of town, Tim, he had to leave this afternoon. He's headed to California, I believe, so he had to leave. So we remember him. And anyone else that we know that will be traveling out of town this week? Wednesday invitation, be Brother TJ. There is one meeting in Salem, Illinois, the 24th through the 9th of March. It'll be Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. The Ohio Street Church of Christ there in Salem. We'll meet again Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Next Sunday at 9 a.m. Bible study. Sunday morning worship service at 10. And of course, we'll meet Sunday evenings at 4. Opening prayer this evening will be for Brother Dan. All heads of communion. And our song leader will be by Brother Mark Kaysen. Of course, Chuck will bring us our lesson tonight. In closing prayer, Keith, did you have the closing prayer? Keith with closing prayer. Wednesday or Monday, tomorrow night, women's Bible class, Chuck and Debbie's. And then Friday evening at the Collins House, the Ecclesiastes class there. First, anything I failed to mention, I believe Brother Mark Nevin said everyone got their class material, so we're good as far as that starting the next quarter. If there's anything I failed to mention, please bring it up later.
We're doing a slight change up. Let's turn to number 226. Number 226. We'll sing all four verses.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. flesh can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. My soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Let me turn to this real quick before mentioning our next song. Number 730. What a friend we have in Jesus. After this, we'll be led in prayer.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And we find a Prince of faithful, sorrow share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the load of care? Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Bow with me. Father, indeed it is a privilege, as we sang, for us to be able to come to you in prayer this afternoon. We are thankful to be able to do so, Lord, to be able to approach you when we're on your throne, in all your power. Lord, we ask that you might be with us this afternoon as we go through this hour of worship, and everything we're doing is right in your sight, that we've looked to your word and weighed these things as best as we can come to understand them, and it'll all be pleasing unto you. We pray you'll be with us, Lord, that we'll be able to give good attention to the message coming to us this hour, that we can apply it to our lives as appropriate, that we can walk away from this better than when we came in. We pray for those, Lord, who are not able to be with us this afternoon. We ask that those who are traveling might be able to safely reach their destinations so that they can be returned to us. We ask that you'll be with those who are ill and are forced to be away from us, Lord. We have a great many who seem to be struggling in these various ways. We ask that your healing hand might be upon them, Father, and if it is your will, some portion of health might be restored to them to where they can rejoin with us. We pray, Lord, for those who are not with us for spiritual reasons, those who have turned away from you or haven't yet heeded that gospel call. Lord, we pray that there is a way that something we might do or say could spark an interest in them, that we might have an opening that we could take advantage of, that members who turned away could be restored to you, and that we might be able to win new souls to Christ as well. I pray for all